Hey, Marker, Kung Fu Panda 4 review, guys. Get right to it. Action!
What's going on, Alamo City Movie Talk fans? As always, I'm your host, Ryan D. H. O. Ryan C.
I'm
Ashley. And this is Alamo City Movie Talk, guys. If you have not already, if you are new to the channel, be sure to like, share, and subscribe to us on our Alamo City Movie Talk page. Help us reach to 20,000 subscribers. We are so close. We're about 250 subscribers away, guys. So be sure to like, share, subscribe to us. Hit that button and give us a thumbs up on this review. Let's talk about this. Now, Angela, what are we talking about today? Because a film that we actually did not see the third one, but we saw it last night. Yeah. What are we talking about today?
We are talking about the fourth film of the franchise, Kung Fu Panda.
Kung Fu Panda, ladies and gentlemen. DreamWorks and everything. Jack Black himself. Poe.
Again, returned. Love him.
Yeah, with the Furious Five. What did you think? Because I want to get your opinion on this because you kind of already heard mine off camera and everything. So what was your take after watching the third one, going into the second one? You know, after the second one, going into the third one. And then now watching this one, what did you think of this movie?
To preface this, I have not seen the second one at all. We just recently saw the third one.
Yeah.
So first and third is what I've seen. So I was pretty curious to see where they were going to go with this. I liked the way they kind of wrapped up the third one. It was real cute. Still love.
Yeah.
the goose dad, Mr. Pink. He's,
oh, man.
He's goat. I mean,
see,
he's great.
And see, here's the thing I do want to mention. There's not enough, and it's not, I mean, I don't know if it is, spoiler, take it with a grain of salt. There's not enough Pink moments in this movie. But for me, though, the Ping moments were so great and so...
In the past films. And it's funny because I liked his chemistry with Poe's real dad.
That's played by Bryan Cranston, the other panda.
Right, yeah. Yes, Lee. So I loved their chemistry in the third film. Again, I haven't seen the second one, so I don't know how he was there. But I loved both characters in the third one.
Yeah.
They were great.
Yeah.
I wish we'd seen more of them in this one, but I get why we didn't. Because they are still pretty involved in this fourth one. I would say the dad characters.
Yeah.
We see a lot of familiar faces return. We see new faces. One of my favorites is that we see Awkwafina.
Yes.
She voices
Jen.
I don't know exactly how to pronounce it. She pronounces Badass Fox, right?
Yeah.
She's great. And her voice is so recognizable. She's done, I know she's done so many voice acting, like she's done so many roles, and it's just so recognizable. She just has that voice. I knew it was her. I love her comedy, love it. And so I was so excited to see her in this film. Again, Jack Black's a national treasure. He's great.
Mm-hmm.
And then you see, you know, Shifu.
Yeah.
You know, we see a lot of familiar faces. So I would say, did the fourth film live up to my expectations? Or exceed the past film? I would say no. I would say I think I liked the previous films better. That not to say though I was disappointed by this in any means. I still think it had a lot of cool, awesome moments. Like with the action and with the you know, some of the scenes that were really cool with, especially with the Jade staff. I don't know what you call it.
The spirit staff.
Yeah, it was great. And then the animation was spot on. But I feel like it wasn't as solid of a story.
Yes.
As some of the previous films. I think nothing can top the first one.
Yeah.
But I will say wasn't as strong as I thought it would. But it's still a very, very enjoyable film. I think a lot of people will really like this.
Yeah. So, this is definitely a movie to where like a franchise, it's an animation movie, right? It's an animation film. Let's bring up the facts here. It's an animation film made by DreamWorks. DreamWorks has really been kicking butt on a lot of movies, man. They just ended the franchise, which we were so disappointed that they ended, not the movies. And the movie just got better and better. How to Train Your Dragon, which we saw, we gave that really high ratings, the nines and above. And I was like, dude, this is just keeps getting better and better and better. Then they came out with a movie, a little cat movie, called Puss in Boots, The Last Wish, I didn't expect it to be that good, but holy crap, it's so great. If you haven't seen that movie by DreamWorks, watch that movie. But
We were talking about Last Wish is the second film, right?
Yes.
Of the Puss in Boots.
And it's better than the first one.
So much better. Yeah. Story, animation, everything.
Yeah, so let's put that into context here. Because of the fact is this is the same studio that makes those movies. And because of that, I kind of feel like that, I guess my critiques, and again, this is my point of view, where I'm coming from. my critique side kind of kicks in right there, because of the fact is that this is the same studio. It's like, dude, like, was this good? It was funny moments here and there. I'm gonna start with the good stuff. There's a lot of good funny moments in here. There really is a lot of cheesy good moments in here. And then at the same time, though, a lot of predictable moments as well. It's like, you kind of already call who the bad guy is in a way. You kind of like, do you trust that person? Do you like, no. At the same time, though, they really rely on, and I get it. Zootopia's full of animals. They're so damn cute, especially the first scene we see with Disney's Zootopia. Yeah, this one is bunnies. It's pigs. It's gooses. It's funny. It's panda, obviously, but it's funny, you know, and it makes sense because us as humans love watching talking animal movies. We just do. We love that. I mean, Dr. Dolittle, I mean, call it what you want. I love the first Dr. Dolittle, but anyways.
You can even argue that with like a random one's like Babe. Like,
oh yeah, Babe. Oh yeah. Chicken Run. I mean, that's different, right? Different studios, but needless to say, we love movies that talk, that have animals talking. We do. We think they're cute because they are. They are. Whether you believe it or not, you know there's a cute animal that you just adore. Doesn't matter which animal it is, you know you do love a cute animal. I'll leave it at that. But going back into this film and everything, you know, Dustin Hoffman, I enjoyed him so much in his actual acting and everything, and voice acting here was really good, spot on. We just got done watching the trilogy of the Little Fockers and Meet the Fockers and Meet the Parents, which obviously he's not in the first one, but the second one, I love that movie. He's so funny in that film.
I think I like the second one better than the first one.
Oh yeah, Awkwafina, you know, she, I'll every time we mention Awkwafina, you know what I always have to get. She impressed me on a different level on a little film, A24 film, she proved that she could. I mean, not to say like she couldn't act, it's just the certain caliber of acting that was like, oh, she just makes those little funny jokes, she's used to that comedy, that's fine, you know, if you know your itch. But I didn't know she could reach that certain level of acting choppiness that I thought that was just fantastic. But
yeah, in The Farewell, and then, yeah, she was great.
Yeah,
in that. Yeah,
and yeah, The Farewell, and then Jack Black, yeah, who is a hidden treasure by all means. He is a hidden treasure to this planet. One of the movies, I mean, Peaches, it's just, he gets a whole full wardrobe and does a live performance of it. I mean, come on, Jack Black is great. I'll cut the squeeze. Like, it's just like, I'm so, Jack Black.
Shallow Hal?
Hal, oh my God.
But you can't make a movie like that no more, but besides the point.
That's the thing, though, is that like, he is so, isn't that funny that he can make adult humor so freaking amazing, and then he makes Nickelodeon humor, which is that you know, child humor, so great, because Nacho Libre is a child film. It really is. It's a child movie. There's no cussing. It's so great. Like, it's like
Bowser,
that's
your voice,
yeah,
Bowser.
And that's how great of an actor he is. He doesn't matter, he could do acting with cussing, he could do acting without cussing, he could do act, it just, he's all around
School just of a Rock.
Fantastic actor. Yeah, School of Rock as well. I still enjoy that movie nonstop. It's my guilty pleasure. I mean, I love Duke. I think it's a great film. Whether you like it or not, I don't care, but it's a great movie, along with Nacho Libre, but all the great films. And so, putting that into perspective here, you know, I was very underwhelmed. Let's go mm-hmm. back to let's hit the little notations that I did not like about this movie. Mm-hmm. I thought this was for the last movie, Kung Fu Panda 3. I thought we took two steps back. After watching this film, we took one step forward. That's point being. And at the same time, though, I'm all like, the story wasn't good. It wasn't driven very well. It felt I could have probably taken the runtime for this movie. I probably could have taken out, to be honest, about, it's an hour and 34 minutes. I still thought this, I literally thought this was a 2-hour movie, because it was dragging a certain moments here. There's a lot of moments in here I kind of probably could have taken out, because it didn't bring significance to the story itself. And I'm not going to mention it, because I don't spoil it for you guys. But yeah, I'll leave it at that.
How would you say Viola Davis did as a villain? I know we saw her as the villain. She's done villains in her career. I think my favorite was when she was Amanda Waller in Suicide Squad.
Yeah.
But she also did the scientist thing. In Hunger Games. How do you think she did in voice acting?
She did good. It's just, for me, it was story for me. I think she would. I mean, again, this is not live action, but and to be honest, though, she's very facial expression driven.
No, and she's so,
yeah,
she's
like, she's so damn good.
She's such a good villain.
So because of that, though, because of that, and granted, I didn't like Hunger Games. I didn't like the prequel series, but I enjoyed her in that villain role. I did. I didn't like Hunger Games though, but I enjoyed her in those little spot on moments where like she was better than the movie itself. But I'll leave it at that. Along with Renee Zellweger, her singing moments was better than the movie itself. But I like it when actors and actresses really have like a better performance than the movie itself, because that's just like boom, I got this, you know. So going into this and everything, I gotta say though, I feel like that it was good. I just didn't think it was like the best. I didn't like the character. I thought it was poorly written. But again, though, that's just my take here. That's my take it with a grain of salt, guys. That's just my take. Now, I do want to recognize as well is that this is coming into a holiday week week that it's coming up. Spring break's coming up.
Kids are off.
So I'm gonna leave it at this. This movie's gonna make money. It's at the perfect runtime. Sure. It's at the perfect time to release. It's at a point to where like it's gonna make money because spring break's coming. Families gonna want to take their families. I mean, parents are gonna want to take their families out to the theater.
When you see what's out right now, I know you had mentioned
Dune Part 2.
Sure, if you're an adult and you like that,
but you're not gonna take your kids.
That's not a kid movie. Like, so I think this is a perfect family film for spring break. You know. Kids are out having fun.
Exactly.
What better way to see than Kung Fu Panda? It has been, the first one came out in 2008. It has been a franchise for several
years. And now, like, it's almost to a sense to where, like, it's coming of age to where, you know, if I, like when we first saw it, it's like we could take our kids now to go see it.
Yeah, it's very generational. So, yeah. I feel like when we saw it when it was first coming out, like you say, a lot of us now have kids.
Yeah.
Perfect family film. I think, again, Poe is just so fantastic. Jack Black as Poe is just fantastic. He's so funny. He's just naturally funny. He's a gift. And so I would say please take it. I would definitely recommend it. Now again, take it with a grain of salt. Was it the best out of the four films in the franchise? No.
Okay, so
but was it still enjoyable? Did you enjoy yourself?
Is this gonna be my best animation films of this year? No, it's not. Oh, we got two Disney films that are coming out later this year. It's just crazy because we got a Despicable Me that's coming out, which I'm very excited about. And you know, it's better story driven, and again though, just take it with a grain of salt, but I just feel like that Kung Fu Panda didn't reach the level that I know it can, because the first one was so good. The first one is so good. It beats Despicable Me, the first one. It does. I don't care if you were to compare the, because I know it's Illumination, this one's DreamWorks, but if you were to compare, not counting Disney, right? I think this one's way better than the Despicable Me movie, the first one, right? The second one's better than that one's more competitive. The second Despicable Me versus
Kung Fu Panda, you could argue the spinoff Minions is better than.
Oh yeah, Bob. Oh man. But anyways, going back into this,
I will say though, I agree with you. Is this the best film in the franchise? No, I still agree. I think the first one's
so the best. Good.
I mean, there's just so many quotes in the first one, like, "Oh my God, you had the noodle dream," right? I think it's still a very enjoyable film. You see a lot of familiar faces return. You see a lot of new faces. A lot of voices you're probably gonna recognize. So I will say, give it a chance. I think it's going to be a good film for the whole family.
Yeah, no, definitely, guys. Be sure to check it out. This is a family recommends kind of movie. We'll say it like that. Was this fun that we deserved? I'm going to say yes.
Yeah.
I'll leave it at that. Yes. Rating 1 out of 10, 10 being the highest. What do you give this rating?
I'll give it a good 6. Like I said, it wasn't my favorite.
I give it a 5.5.
But I will say it was still enjoyable. There were some jokes that were really funny. Like, just really funny for absolutely no reason. It was just, I think we were talking, it's a lot of the things that happen in the scenes in the background that are supposed to be like, you just kind of offhandedly notice. And it's just so hilarious.
And I think there's too much joking that goes around. But again, this is just family. I get it. There's just family. But I just feel like the one-cent jokes, I feel like there's just also, it tries to do too much. Mm-hmm. Like, it doesn't know where it's going, the story-wise. It's like, well, it's here. Like, I just feel like it was trying to do too much into it. Kind of be like, well, we haven't tried this. Let's put this in here. We haven't tried this. Let's put this. So that's my, take it with a grain of salt, but that's just my taking from this, is that I feel like it should have been more story, more directed a little bit better, and story-driven a little bit better. And again, the villain was underwhelming. That's just my take. Take it whatever you want.
But Viola Davis is still awesome.
But Viola Davis is still great. Nothing against her. For me, it was the story and behind-the-scenes stuff. Nothing on the actors and actresses here. and I still enjoy Jack Black singing a little. Stay at the very end credits, guys, because he sings a great number, and I loved it. That's why. And it's funny, too, because that's the ending credits. That's one of the best parts of the movie. I'll leave it at that. Well, yeah,
that actually was a hype song. They should have put that in the movie.
They should have. They should have. All right, guys. Thank you so much for making this a part of your day. As always, I'm your host, Ryan, DAKMLRyan680.
Angela, that cat lady, Ange.
This is Alamo City Movie Talk, guys. Like, share, subscribe to us. Thank you for making us a part of your day. See you at the movies.